People don't understand themselves. We have a lot of people who are benefiting from the problem because the people who are looters. As we speak, the richer are becoming more richer and the poor are becoming more poorer.
At the same time, we know that there are some people who are actually blaming the ruling party for all these problems. Do you think they are fair?
Nobody has come up with any solution. People are good at blaming, but they don't have anything to come up with solutions. They've never come up with suggestions. All they do is just blame. Most of the opposition parties, they were in government. They never offered any solutions while they were in government. We thought they would come up with something, but they came up with nothing.
Mr. Nkomo, I think we have heard what Mr. Ndlovu is saying. Can you respond briefly?
The problem that we have at the moment, we have a president who is very old and who has overstayed his welcome in office. 35 years is not a joke, and 91 years for a man is not a joke. What we have is a situation whereby all other institutions in the country are powerless. And if you have a situation whereby institutions don't have power, you've got the dominance of one man. The figure and the image of Robert Mugabe, the president, towers over all institutions that we have. He seems to be dominating the courts, the key institutions of democracy, the Electoral Commission. He appoints people who are loyal to his party. The Reserve Bank has got people who are loyal to his party. Basically, every institution in Zimbabwe is one way or another dominated by ZANU-PF, the president, Robert Mugabe. There are very few institutions where there is professionalism, where people execute their duties professionally without fear or favor. So the problem we have is that we have got one man who is dominating, who is the main player, who is dominating everything.
And now some Zimbabweans think that President Robert Mugabe is the major problem in the country. What do you think about that kind of suggestion, Mr. Ndlovu?
In which way? Because he is the leader of the country. He was elected by the people. And I know that people are saying, well, why should he be elected since he's 90? But I'm saying the constitution is very clear. It says any put above 40 is free to be elected president of the country. So he contested in his right. Because the constitution gives him the right to contest, and he did that and contested in terms of the constitution and won the election. So any other person who thinks can do better must stand for election. Unfortunately, we can't appoint someone to stand for Mugabe. We fought for democracy, and it was his democratic right to represent the party, as head of the party, and he won the election.
Mr. Nkomo, what's the way forward here? Because Mr. Ndlovu is really adamant that President Mugabe is not the problem. The problem lies with the people.
The only hope that the people of Zimbabwe have now is that ZANU-PF will fight among itself and destroy itself. I think realistically, that's the only option that we have. Because the opposition also is at 6s and 7s. That's because of manipulation and interference into their affairs by ZANU-PF. And also because of lack of leadership in the opposition ranks. Some of the opposition leaders are almost like Mugabe himself. So the only hope for the people of Zimbabwe is that the ongoing fight within ZANU-PF will eventually destroy this party. Afterwards, I'm sure that the coalition of Democrats who have got this country at heart will emerge and take Zimbabwe forward. The solution lies in dismantling ZANU-PF.
Mr. Ndlovu,
they're going to do that, I mean, on their own. They are fighting a lot of late.
Mr. Ndlovu, do you agree with that?
Now, there are 5 MPPs in all training to the MPPs. Where do ZANU-PF come in there?
There are suggestions that maybe the only solution is to dismantle ZANU-PF. Any thoughts about that?
ZANU-PF was not formed to be dismantled. It was formed after the liberation struggle to actually participate in the economic struggle of this country. Now, people are saying ZANU-PF has ruled for too long. The constitution says parties must participate in an election. There's no way it says, with the exception of ZANU-PF. If the constitution can be changed to read, with the exception of ZANU-PF, then it would say the participation of ZANU-PF in an election is unconstitutional. So those who feel they can remove the party through elections, they can participate in an election. But if they fail to win an election, they should not say, why should people vote for ZANU-PF? They must convince people that they shouldn't vote for ZANU-PF. But people continue to vote for ZANU-PF because they like ZANU-PF ideology and programs.
Mr. Ngoma?
I do take his point that there is also confusion within the opposition ranks. But we have to understand that there is a lack of democratic space even within ZANU-PF itself. ZANU-PF is not democratic. People are bullied into voting certain candidates. If they are not, if they don't toe the line, they are labeled gamma talk or they are expelled from the party. So generally, we have a problem of leadership in the country, be it in the ruling party and also in the opposition. It seems that Zimbabweans, I don't know whether it's the frustration that they are having, they've forgotten about the principles of leadership that were shown by maybe the life of the late Joshua Nkomo. People in Zimbabwe seem to lack principled leadership, both in the opposition and also in the ruling party.
And when do you think all these problems facing Zimbabwe will come to an end, Mr. Ndlovu?
They will come to an end when people start recognizing themselves as Zimbabweans and come together to sit, discuss issues in Zimbabwe, rather than going to neighboring states and other countries throughout the world to explain Zimbabwean problems or reporting why they think they have problems to other countries. Because those countries will not resolve Zimbabwean problems. We have our own country's constitution and we rule or live in terms of our constitution. We don't live in terms of other countries' constitution or laws. There's no point in us going to other countries to state our challenges in other countries. We must state our country. We have the parliament, which is representative of all political parties. Let even the opposition parties raise those issues in parliament. If we think those issues they are raising in parliament, in fact, I'm sure ZANU-PF will consider what they are raising in parliament. But ZANU-PF will not consider what they are going to raise in Botswana or elsewhere.
Your last word, Mr. Nkomo?
Basically, as I'm saying, you know, Mr. Ndlovu is behaving as if he's a member of an opposition or a powerless group. You know, they are in power, so whatever problems that we have, they should take responsibility. If you are in power, you take credit for the right thing, and you should take responsibility for the bad thing. But in the case of Zimbabwe, we have got many negatives, and ZANU-PF should take a responsibility for that. But the honest truth is that ZANU-PF is not concerned about the welfare of Zimbabwe. It's only concerned about the welfare of its own members and the need to remain in power forever and ever. I think that's what they want to do.